time for a replay of Speed Jokes.
Let's do Speed Jokes. Our daily jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got jokes sent in from Nanette in Pontiac and Jen in Rockford and Joan Ulrich in Goshen, Indiana, and Denny Pazina in Wakanda, and Mary Roberts and Dave Browning, mug winner from Hammond, Indiana, Bob Corley in Arlington Heights, Rich in Spring Grove, and Larry Duransky in Chicago, and another joke from Dave Carr in Canada, plus Jeff Schult at the Maintenance Coatings Company of South Elgin. And poor Paul in Dixon, Illinois writes, John, I can see a day centuries from now when my friends and family gather around the fire telling tales and singing songs about the great quest for the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. And while I have yet to prove my worthiness by pulling a sword from the stone, I did draw a knife from a stick of butter this morning. Here we go. If you look at a bottle of A1 steak sauce, you'll see at the top it says, established in 1862. Think about that. In the middle of the Civil War, someone was like, you know what? We should come up with a new steak sauce. I was going to take one of those Viking river cruises until I found out you don't get to loot villages along the way. I mean, how much fun would that be? You've just handed someone your phone, and now they're flipping through your photos. If this does not make you nervous, you are probably a boring person. Hey, Dave, what's the difference between an angry circus owner and a Roman barber? One is a raving showman, and the other's...
a shaving Roman.
Roman, yeah, that's it.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a therapist, and John Williams will star as a husband whose wife has just said, "He misunderstands every single thing I say."
Okay, John, do you understand what she means?
I do. She is a feminine pronoun. Hey, Dave, I think I'm in love with Al Jay.
John, that's unusual.
I know. I need to seek help. Okay, so just pause. Let that one seep for a little bit. Hey, is this you? It's me sometimes. My patience is like a gift card. Not sure how much is left, but we can give it a try.
Hey, John, which animal has the longest neck?
That's easy. Giraffe.
Biggest ears?
Elephant.
Biggest chest?
Zebra. Let that one sit there for a minute, too. Maybe not. John Denver, Dave, used to go door to door for the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, that survey they do every 10 years.
Oh, sure.
He'd knock on people's doors and say,
"You fill up my senses."
Took a while to get there, but...